There was a lot of pressure initially for me. I had key erectile dysfunction for a little while. I just couldn't get confident. I would grab it and go.
Hello, and welcome to The Fort for our third ever episode of Key Fort, a podcast about playing Keyforge with friends in a fort. Today on Key Fort, the guys show their softer side.
But then Scott Walker died, and he changed everything.
How many hours did you spend in front of the mirror in the bathroom like, you can do this?
Then harden up to play a game.
Not three skin or five skin, but four skin?
Four skin.
Is it
four,
spelled?
The number four.
The number four?
And they pop some freshies.
Oh, popping freshies.
Freshies.
Fresh. Fresh.
Freshies.
Fresh.
Freshies.
Fresh. A popping
freshies.
Fresh.
Let's open up the fort.
Hello and welcome to the Key Fort Podcast, a podcast about hanging out in the fort and playing Keyforge. I'm Scott.
I'm Dan.
I'm Jeff.
And we've got a fun episode for you today. It's going to be a little interesting. We're doing a whole bunch of new things. We're going to pop a freshie. We're going to talk about some weird sounds we make when we forge some keys. And we've got some conversation about a competition that Jason has cooked up for us.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a great episode.
Fort Report.
And now for your Fort Report. In this edition of the Fort Report, I get my first league win. Jeff rolls on to 2-0 with an epic 9-chain bid. Nick goes MIA and we dig out from the snow. It's 64 degrees inside the fort, 34 degrees outside. We had Big End, little buddy, on for some heat, but we turned it off. We were getting a little too toasty in here. We've got Dan here with our league update. Dan?
Yeah, we had a very interesting matchup on Jeff and my game. We both actually brought the same houses, Shadows, Untamed, and Logos.
Logos.
He brought a sleeper banger, and I brought some kind of middle-of-the-road thing. That was my plan, and actually that was his plan too. His deck blew it out 3-0 with a 9-chain bid, which was our first time going to chains. So that was kind of new territory for us bidding that up. I thought 9 was too rich for my blood. Gave it to him, but it goes to show that a banger will overcome even against a first turn double mother.
Bangers will bang.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, that last game did go down to the wire.
Yeah.
You had me checked at 7 or 8 with 2 keys apiece, but banger's going to bang, man. And I think I went from 2 to 9 and checked at 9 on you, and that was it.
I couldn't come back from that.
But that's shadows for you. Yeah. You know, they're just gnarly when you have a bait and switch in your hand. You're just smiling, going, okay, cute. You checked at 7. All right, here you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a good game. Very good game.
Yeah, and I went 2-0 against Knopf with my matchup, and he learned a very valuable lesson about playing a poison wave into a cleansing wave. I think I got 14 Ember on one card played, and he couldn't recover from that. Jeff's been dealing with getting the fort prepared for Greg's arrival. We've got more on that with Jeff. Jeff, how do you think your dad's going to react to seeing a fort in your backyard where we play games?
He's pretty pumped. I've been, you know, sending him some pictures and telling him all about it. And when he found out we had Inagata DeVita by Iron Butterfly on vinyl, he freaked out because that's the first concert he ever went to when he was in 9th grade. He's really excited about it. I did tell him we're going to teach him this game called Keyforge, whether he likes it or not. And that's going to be very interesting to see his reaction. But he can't wait to be here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And now for your gaming fortune, brought to you by Sequise Sweets. Now you have a Sequise in the sweets business. Let's see what we've got. Let's see. Be adventuresome and try a new look. And may that be the key to your fortune.
So is that like, I hate Mars, so I'm never playing Mars again? Is that a new look?
Yeah, I guess if you want to be adventuresome and try Mars, I suppose.
Nah.
I mean, I like Mars, but...
That's not an adventure for you then.
Yeah, try on some new look. You know, Sequise loves to always wear his fresh and hot armor. So maybe you could be like Sequise from our sponsor this week and be adventuresome. Try on a new look.
So I think it's time to move it on here. I want to talk about something that is, I think, pretty unique to our group of friends, but maybe not. So feel free to reach out and let us know if any of you guys are out there doing this as well. We like to make noises when we forge keys. It came about one day, realizing that this game takes quite a bit of a personal spin because you have so many tokens and counters and ways you can organize stuff. You know, your amber and, you know, we use disc golf minis for keys and we flip them over to signify when a key is forged. So we kind of put our own little, you know, friendship spin on this thing. And one night Scott and I were playing and I thought it would be fun to really drive home the point that I forged a key like a madman. I had a really great turn and I just flipped it and slammed it on the table. So we decided that there was going to be a new house rule if you're playing Keyforge in the fort. And that is, you have to have a sound that you do when you forge your key. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be grandiose, but it has to be unique to you. And you have to forge by making a sound.
You just have to make a sound, right?
Yeah. Anything. Yeah, there's no pressure.
Except there is a little bit.
There is a lot of pressure.
There was a lot of pressure initially for me. I had key erectile dysfunction for a little while. I just couldn't get confident with my sound, and I was really self-conscious about it. But I'm going to, you know, let you guys into the inner circle here, and I'm going to do my forging sound for you.
Everything just sounds and just feels so weird about this.
I know. I need a mini, so I've got a mini here. So let's just imagine I just bait and switched into Chota Hasri, and I'm forging at the end of my turn, and I'm like, yeah, I got you. Even though that would be impossible because they're the different houses.
But can you forge at the start of your turn?
You'd need a phase shift.
No, because Chode lets you forge at the end. Phase shift, yeah. So anyways, impossible scenario, but I would grab it and go, and I got that because in Star Wars, when the Death Star fires up the big laser in the beginning and kills Alderaan, it makes this really awesome noise. And that's what I've settled on. I had many iterations, but I'm only going to give you that.
We've had, maybe 10 players come in the fort now, all with the rule of if you're going to play with us and hang out with us, you've got to make some weird noises with your mouth when you forge a key. And it has been interesting to see because we have had several people come in hesitant to do it, but they kind of get in the spirit of it. When I think everybody who has done it has kind of enjoyed it. We have our friend Knopf, who's the commissioner of the league, and he doesn't box himself in with one. He loves this thing, and he has like at least a dozen sounds that he'll bust out when he's forging. It's really fun to see. Dan, what do you do?
So mine, I came into this and you guys told me ahead of time that was a thing. And I just have one. I've had one since my very first game. Here it goes. And so the inspiration behind that is like in a sci-fi show, you've got the airlocks, the rotating airlocks. So it's making that sound and then a rotating something or other. You got to turn that key.
Yeah, that might be my favorite one. It just kind of works. I don't know.
It's certainly the most literal one. I think mine is my least favorite.
It's awful.
Out of everyone's.
It's the worst. Why don't you tell us? I mean, this is going to take some backstory, so bear with
us,
folks.
Right,
but Scott,
okay.
Give us the evolution here from night one on.
Sure. Well, okay. So the first night started with me making a little whistle and trying to fling this mini around my finger and then flip it over in one motion with a... It was kind of weird and hard to pull off. But then Scott Walker died, and he changed everything. Not the governor from Wisconsin, the Scott Walker, the musician. I'm sure all of you guys are super aware of who Scott Walker is, but he's an artist. I don't know, what would you call his music?
Creepy?
It's avant-garde? Yeah? It's
his current stuff, yeah.
Anyways, so he died, and I've been kind of trolling these guys with his album, The Drift, which I don't know what this guy did, like a whole bunch of cocaine, and then decided to get into this recording studio and just record, figure out what happened. And he made this incredible album. You guys should go check it out. It's on iTunes and Google Play. It's called The Drift, and it's creepy. It's scary. You know, you don't want to listen to it in the fort alone, let's just say. I started doing his, and so whenever I forage, I'll sing some Scott Walker or what I anticipate him to be. And I could probably give you a little bit of some of it right now. With an arm across the torso, face on the nails. With an arm across the torso, face on the pale monkey nails.
That is weird.
Yeah.
And we have to deal with that every time he forges.
But
it's
usually I try to
different.
Usually I try to work in like something that happened in the turn, like you're getting forged with 9 ember.
Good work.
God. It's that bad every time too. But it's now become, I don't know. Now I kind of like it.
It's become something that we do, and we even will take it on the road when we go play at like our local neighborhood brewery at Venn Brewing Company. We'll, you know, we've been known to make our sounds there and play, and that's very dorky.
Yeah, I have an alternate sound for public displays of Keyforge.
Good grief.
Yeah, I'm
personally.
Not busting Scott Walker out anywhere not inside the fort. That's
no.
That's the fort.
This is a safe space.
Specific. Yeah. For sure. Jason, what's your forging sound?
Yeah, let's talk about this for a minute.
Well, mine's more of a physical kind of endeavor where I don't know how I got here, but I was trying to make a unique sound that also involved the process of turning a key over. So what I basically do is I grab my cheek and I kind of smack it. And then at the same time, I lean back. And then as I flip the key over, I stomp my feet on the ground. And I wanted to make like a sound of something kind of passing by. So here it is. Let's see how it works here.
Nice.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So go to keyfortpodcast.com. You can click on the show notes of this episode and give us your best keyforging sound.
Keyforging sound, yeah.
Let us know what you do when you forge keys.
Right.
Yep. And let us know your friends and family's reaction too, because some people aren't the whimsical creative type that would think that's funny. But if you peer pressure them and say you have to make a noise, it's kind of a glimpse into their soul.
It really is. Because they
like our friend Ryan, he's not the kind of guy who's like, goofy noises, but we're like, make a sound, dude.
What?
Do it.
Huh?
Show us that creativity right now on the spot. No thinking.
And they freeze up.
They freeze.
They do. It's,
and then
it's
you have
funny.
To tell them your first sound doesn't have to be your sound all the time.
Yeah, that's
or
a good point.
Or it could be.
Or it could be. I mean, if you nail it like Dan, then.
I mean, when I first started doing it, it was like, I don't know what to do.
It's key erectile dysfunction.
Yeah,
you know?
But Dan.
Sometimes you got to get over that.
Yeah. Dan had the luxury of knowing this was going to happen before he stepped
spoiled.
Into it.
That's a good point.
He was a spoiler.
You don't want that. You want to jump it on people.
How many hours did you spend in front of the mirror in the bathroom like, you can do this? You can do this.
Zero.
Really? There was no training montage.
No montage at all, huh? All right. That's disappointing. But.
All right. Now it's time for a game I came up with. You don't know what it is yet.
No idea.
It's a procedurally generated game of fun.
Ooh.
Oh, great.
Sounds like Keyforge.
That's apropos.
That I like to call, is that a real Keyforge deck name or a name that Jason somehow came up with?
Ooh, great. Sounds fun.
Oh, I like it.
I came up with my own algorithm. I'll explain it after. I don't want to give away the secret. So I'm going to hand each of you a deck name. You're each going to read it. Then after you all read it, you're going to choose which one you think is the one that I came up with.
Okay.
And then whoever gets the most points after a few rounds is going to be able to pop the freshie.
So you're going to hand us three of these.
Two are real. One is one that I came up with.
Okay.
Okay.
I have the junk who rushes about insight.
I've got KP Meat Pick of the Nasty Town.
And I've got the designer, the flaps at screens.
Okay. I'm going to go for, I think mine is a Jason.
And are we trying to choose the Jason or are we trying to choose?
We're trying to choose the Jason.
That's the Jason.
You know, I'm going to go contrarian here. I think it's the designer, the flaps at screens.
No points.
What? Oh, the junk who rushes about insight?
Yep.
That was the real one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
We're bad at this.
Here
we'll get
is
there.
Round two.
Round two. Let's do this.
Round two. Fight. I have the craft weirdo Ghost Rider of Hawkport.
I've got Foreskin, the spy that shifts the sewers.
Can you repeat that, please?
Foreskin, the spy that shifts the sewers.
Not three skin or five skin, but Foreskin?
Foreskin.
Is it spelled?
The number four.
The number four?
I have Simon Slahet. Burly, in quotations, that suffers. Sounds like a Brobnar deck.
I mean, how can you not go with Foreskin on this one?
I mean, Ryan had one that was literally Mrs. Retard Javits.
That's true.
With two E's.
If a retard can happen, a Foreskin can happen.
I mean,
I'm going to go with Scott's.
the craft weirdo ghostwriter of Hawkport?
Yeah.
You think this one's Jason's?
I think he's being tricky.
I think the port thing, though, I've got a couple towns and ports already, so I'm going to stick with mine. I think Burley, Simon Slahet, Burley that suffers is Jason's. I think it's clever.
Jeff got it.
Yes!
All right. I didn't vote.
You did. You picked mine.
Did just I?
Accept it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah,
I
you
was
said foreskin.
Conversing about it. When presented with foreskin, always take foreskin.
Sure.
Great.
Sure.
Okay, I have The Hood Who Chops About Skunk in round three. That is The Hood Who Chops About Skunk.
I've got The Jeweler That Tries Out Nerds.
All right, this one's a little NSFW. Wang the Suddenly Bruised. Wang the Suddenly Bruised.
Sounds like he should go hang out with Foreskin.
I mean, I don't know if I like this theme, but Foreskin's an actual deck, so
right?
I don't know what to believe anymore. Hmm.
I'm going Jeweler.
Scott, what was yours again?
The Hood Who Chops About Skunk.
I'm picking that one.
I'm going with The Hood, too.
You two are right.
Woo!
Crap. Wang the Suddenly Bruised.
Do we have round four?
Deck. That's amazing.
Yeah, I have six.
Six rounds. Okay.
Oh, snap.
This is good stuff.
All right, round four. The Holistic Mammoth of Foreignmouth.
Okay. I've got Bone White, Mistake Ace. Mistake is in quotes. Bone White, Mistake Ace.
And I've got Unavailable Meatball Parsons.
Awesome.
Meatballs in quotations. So his name is Unavailable Parsons, but they just call him Meatball. That's great. Oh, man.
I'm going Unavailable Meatball Parsons.
Yeah, I'm going Meatball.
Yeah, I'm going with Dan's Miss Steak.
Nope, it's the Holistic Mammoth of Foreignmouth.
Oh, man. Wow.
We're so bad at this.
Jason, the human team. Algorithm.
All right, round
so far,
five.
So far, Jeff is in the lead.
Oh, what's the score breakdown here?
Jeff has two. Scott has one.
And Dan has
zero.
Zero.
Get you on that board here, Dan.
Okay, round five. He Who Shrinks Buttons.
I've got Homkus X Feast of Neck.
I'm sitting here looking at Isadora Boundless Snog Bop Pow Pow. And Boundless Snog Bop, excuse me, is in quotations. So her name is Isadora Pow Pow.
I gotta go with that.
I don't know. I'm going to He Who Shrinks Buttons.
I think that's real. I think it's Pow Pow as well.
Nope. Homkus X Feast of Neck.
All right.
Feast of Neck.
All right. Here's the last round.
Final round battle. Six. There's no way to catch Jeff at this point, right?
You could catch him.
I can catch him.
Tie me up.
You tie him.
Which means whatever you pick, I'm picking.
All right, round six. This is for the win. I have N. Lambert, Malfrat de Fart Tucket.
Okay. I've got Otto the Corn Liquid Roommate.
Sorry, that was involuntary.
Just living with corn
syrup. One more time, Dan.
Otto the Corn Liquid Roommate.
And I've got Captain N. Skin Twist.
Skin Twist.
Skin wow. Twist.
Skin Twist.
Hold out all the stops for the last round there. I'm going to go with Corn Liquid Roommate.
I mean, this is big because I got to put the pressure on Jeff here.
Yeah, it's important for you.
I'm going Corn Liquid too because I don't think corn exists in the Crucible.
Well, I'm going Skin Twist because I know Jason.
Corn Liquid.
Oh,
we got a tie.
There's no corn.
We got a tie.
There's no corn.
Oh, snap.
You're probably right.
So,
Crucible.
In case of a tie, I wish I had a better way to do this, but I want you guys to guess how many names I came up with to get those names. How many total names did I use my algorithm to create?
All right.
To pick those names out.
And who goes first? Here, let's flip that mini.
Yeah, flip the mini. Have Dan flip it.
Yep.
You call it.
Heads.
Okay, I'm going tails. First. Tails. No, you go first.
Yeah.
I won the toss.
Yeah.
So go.
5,000.
No.
One.
No, you did six rounds.
Yeah, but Price is Right rules.
You can't $1. You can't $1 bob it. You can't $1 bob it. Okay.
All right. In the spirit of the game, I'm going to guess 50.
You're closer.
Okay. How many was it?
21.
I was way off.
So you want to clue us into this algorithm here?
So I created five methods. Let me give you an example here. So the first method, formula one, I was constantly rolling dice. It's either the name or a letter. And then the second one is either name or letter. And then it's a noun or a noun in quotation marks. Then either of, at, that, the, or of the. And then if it's that, it's an auto verb. You could insert a verb. If not, then it's either going to be a place or a noun. And then after that is an adjective that's randomly placed before nouns or verbs. And then I randomly subtract 0 to 3 words from that title.
Wow.
I love you.
And then the name generators were a combination of a Dickens name generator, a Voltron name generator, and Game of Thrones name generator.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Did you just go on Reddit and look for like dumb deck names?
I spent hours just looking at deck names, searching weird words. Mm. So I would search for skin. I would search for...
Of course.
I told you, I know Jason.
So I have a list of all these other names. It's great. I'll whip them out some other time. But
great.
Well, I'm definitely fun. Excited to try this again sometime. I think that's fun.
All right. So that leads into our final segment. We are very excited to do this. We've been talking about this for a while. So we are going to open a brand new deck and try to determine if it is a banger or not. We're calling this segment Poppin' Freshies.
Freshie. Poppin' Freshies. A fresh pack for you. You count the decks that are the same and it's less than 2. Poppin' Freshies. Dish the box and see the thin red line. Now examine the deck and it's amber time. Poppin' Freshies. Are you sitting in the house of Mars? You got this or you brawling up in Brobnar? Poppin' Freshies. The perfect deck is complex, you see. All its might can be revealed through synergy. It's freshies. Random. I'm hoping for a banger with some rarities. A shitty bomb bomb is going straight to charity.
Poppin' Freshies.
I'm looking for the elegance of Archons. Yeah, I'm looking for the elegance of Archons.
Freshies.
I'm all about a new deck. You know I bring the pain. I never get held back, even with 20 chains.
Poppin' Freshies.
Yo, motherfuckers, come to the fort. I'm gonna have my freshies. Yeah, I'm gonna come pop the freshies.
Fresh.
I'm gonna pop it fresh.
Fresh.
Right up in your ass.
Poppin' Freshies. And what we'll do with this deck is we'll keep it in a deck box here that's by the front of the fort. And whenever someone comes in to play a game of Keyforge, it's pretty much required that they have to grab the deck and play it. So these decks should get some pretty good play, and we'll match them up against episode to episode and put them all on the show notes on keyfortpodcast.com. You can go check it out and see the decks and maybe even play with them on the Crucible online if you'd like to as well.
And more importantly, see who was right about them being a banger or not.
Right.
That's what this is all about, is winning.
So let's pop it. Let's pop this freshie.
Well, you won.
I did win. So it's my freshie to pop, right?
Yeah,
that's what we decided. Whoever wins that game.
Yep. Pop it.
Oh, okay. All right. So
pop.
So the way this is going to work is I'm going to pop this freshie. I'm going to open it up. I'm going to read the name, read the houses, and I'm going to pass some cards over to my right and left, and we'll see where this takes us.
Okay. Opening the box.
Here we go. This might be the banger that I've been looking for. Jintro Tuvo, Spawn of Fullbred. And it's Sanctum, Mars, and Logos.
Sanctum, Mars, here. Logos.
Sanctum, Mars, and Logos.
That could be fun.
Sanctum, Mars,
it's got Mars, so it's
Logos.
Automatically a Jeff deck.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctum, Mars, and Logos.
All right, so we've got 5 rares. Actually, yeah, 3 of them in Mars. So, oh, we got 3 Grabber Jammers again.
I saw that it had 2 Effervescent Jammer. Principles, and I don't really like those.
Those are gross.
2 Effervescent Principles, 2 Lab Works, 3 Doc Bookton.
Mm-hmm. What's the Ember Generation?
There are 6.
6, that's it, huh?
That's it.
And you've got a theory about bangers having less ember.
I do.
That's
I do.
Weird.
And this is crazy. It's got
weird.
6, and I was counting through here, and the last 3 came right at the end because it's got a couple of Lab Works and a Neurosiphon. So this could be interesting, even though I hate Effervescent Principle as a card because it's really, it's annoying.
It's just kinda wasted.
It kind of helps keep you limp along, but it doesn't really...
I'd rather have cards that give me Ember.
Exactly. So 6, that's crazy.
Can you remind me what Mighty Lance does in Sanctum?
Yeah, Mighty Lance, I've never seen this one. It's a rare. It's an action. Play, deal 3 damage to a creature and 3 damage to a neighbor of that creature. That's not bad.
What about Custom Virus and Mars?
Oh, that could be interesting.
Oh, and the swap widget right next to it, too.
Custom Virus. So it's an artifact. Omni, here, I'll hand you swap widget.
Swap widget.
I'll hand you that one, and I'll read Custom Virus real quick. Artifact, Omni ability, and it's worth an amber. Sacrifice Custom Virus. Purge a creature from your hand. Destroy each creature that shares a trait with the purged creature.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
That's why I love Mars.
Zip, zap, paddywhack.
Yep.
And then I got swap widget here. That is a artifact, and as an action, you get to return a friendly Mars creature to your hand. If Whoa. You do, put a Mars creature with a different name from your hand into play, then ready it.
Oh, man. That's I love money. Mars.
Zip, zap, that's money. Paddywhack.
I love Mars so hard. Give me that back. You're not getting this deck. I'm keeping this. I'll bid 40 chains on it right now.
So do you think this is a banger?
The Effervescent Principle and that kind of stuff is a bad sign for me, but if my theory is true, only 6 free amber, that's crazy. And it does have some draw card ability with the lab work and stuff, and those are some really cool Mars cards. 3 grabber jammers are nuts. That means if you get them all out there, you're forging at 9, your opponent is. So I'm going to say banger.
I'm worried about this deck not having enough amber generation to be able to get you over the hump when you need it the most. It has plenty of denial, but I don't think it has the amount of generation needed to call it a banger. I'm going to say not banger.
Yeah, I'm going to say not. You're right. The amber generation isn't there. And nothing's jumping out at me as amazing.
So. Well, we'll get some good play on this week, and you can tune in next week for the exposition on if it's a banger or not.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing with it. Maybe we'll even fire up a game after this, and we'll give it an initial run through.
Well, and we're coming back to the fort later this evening, so.
That's true. We're teaching.
Yeah, we're teaching my wife how to play, and got Jason's league game.
Finally.
His first time playing in the league.
Yeah.
Jason's forgotten how to play Keyforge. We were talking before recording here, and he's like, I don't even know what to do anymore.
Yeah, well, it's been, 2.5 weeks since you played?
Yeah.
And, yeah, because Jason had the first week bye, and then this week Nick decided that he needed to study for some super important life-changing test that he was taking on Thursday, so he wasn't able to make it, but we got him in the fort. Oh, it turns out his test was canceled, by the way, and rescheduled for 2 months from now, so he totally could have come and had a great time on Tuesday night.
Well, but we'll get it taken care of tonight.
Either way, tune in next week. We'll have more for you about the league updates. Make sure you check out the website, keyfortpodcast.com. We post all of our show notes there, and we have a league total running of whatever that's going on there that Knopf is putting up. And if you introduce people to the Keyforge sounds, let us know in the comments how your friends reacted to it and what kind of sounds they make.
And if you want to get crazy and try to send us some audio files of it, you know, we can maybe start working on a session around form check and give you a little bit of feedback.
I like that.
You know, just constructive feedback. We're all friends here, but we're pretty good at this. We kind of invented it. So let us know. We're here to help.